you'd like to listen to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, and you can't listen right now, you could listen tomorrow on Co-op, same frequency as right now, 91.7 FM. You can listen from 6 to 8 p.m. later today, tomorrow, not very long from now, Saturday, May 1st, 6 to 8 p.m. on Co-op, just May 1st, not any other Saturday. If you want to listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza and you can't listen tomorrow, and you're not listening right now, this one time only, you can listen every Tuesday night on Co-op from 6:30 until 7 p.m. If you can't listen to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza on Tuesdays, then you can listen to all of them anytime you want. If you can use a computer and listen on there, there's a webpage. That the address is counterfolk.com/last-ever. Try all the different ways of spelling that, and you might reach the right one, counterfolk.com/last-ever. You can listen to all the shows, the one that happened last Tuesday or last Saturday or all the other Tuesdays or some other Fridays. There are ones that happen in New York. There are ones that happen in other places. There are ones that happen in Florida. There is one that's happening right now. You can't hear it yet because it's still happening. You can listen to all of them on that webpage. Eventually you'll be able to listen to 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 years worth, or 14 or 15 years or 16 years worth. If you can't listen to the telephone ringing, then call 512-495-KVRX and you can listen to yourself. You can play the thing you want to hear, and then you can hear it on the radio. You can hear what you have always wanted to hear on the radio. Just call up 495-KVRX and play it over the phone, and then listen to the radio.
Hello?
That's you.
Hello?
Hello, that's you.
Hi, I was wondering if you could play Dead Flag Blues by Godspeed You Black Emperor.
You could sing it.
Huh?
You could sing it. You could sing that part. You could sing the samples at the beginning.
What's that?
Why don't you tell, you can tell, how does it go? Hum it for us.
It's a spoken word thing. It's not really a song, per se.
What were the words?
The sky's on fire, and
there's no driver.
There's no driver at the wheel, and the sewers are all muddied with a thousand lonely suicides. Shit. Hold on. I can't remember. I'm drunk right now.
He doesn't say that.
Huh?
That's not in it.
No, I'm telling you, I'm drunk.
I can't
right now.
Find it if you don't give me the right words.
Okay, hold on. Sky's on fire, and there's a driver at the wheel, and the sewers are all muddy with a thousand lonely suicides, and, I can't remember! What do you want from me?
The next line. It's your line. It's your cue. You've got to give your line. Everyone's waiting. Come on, let's have it.
What's that?
Nothing can happen until you give your line.
What's the first word of the next line?
The last word of the previous line was the part that you said before.
Okay.
So everyone, we just have to wait until you give the next line.
Okay, I'm trying to think.
You're just not. You did the sewer part. What happens after the sewer?
The sewers are muddy with a thousand lonely suicides. and my...
You can't skip ahead to the, you know...
Wallet is full of blood? No, that's the end.
You can't say, kiss me, you're beautiful.
I said, kiss me, you're beautiful.
Doesn't
and
count.
And... Hold on, I know this.
Okay, hold on, we're holding. Everyone, wait. Shh. Don't make any sounds. Can't.
I said, kiss me, you're beautiful, and we fell into it like a fever or a daydream. That's it, right?
That's some of it. Well, there's some middle parts. Can't.
Okay. We fell into it like a fever or a daydream, and hell, I don't know. I'm drunk. Can you just play the song? I'm on the road. My girlfriend's laughing at me.
Is there a driver at the wheel?
Yeah. I'm... damn it! Okay, the sky is... Wait, hold on. Twisted metal... Wait. I can't remember. Twisted metal stretching upwards. I can't remember. I haven't heard it in a while. That's why I want to hear it. That's why I was requesting the song.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking you.
The sky was beautiful on fire, all twisted metal stretching upwards. Okay.
I'm asking you who's on first.
Huh?
No. What is on second?
What's what? Are you going to play it?
I don't know.
What's the question that you're asking me? Because I don't understand. Hello?
I think it might be here.
What?
It might be here. It might be right here.
Okay.
No, it's not there.
You're confusing me. I'm passing Fiesta and they have lower food prices.
They have less food. That's how they do it.
Well, they've got international food. Come on! Hello? Am I on the air right now?
Yes.
This is confusing.
No.
I can hear myself on the car stereo. Wait, I should talk like the weatherman. Hold on. I can hear myself on the car stereo. And the Playboy channel is corrupting your masturbation on the Playboy channel. Is that good?
That's great.
Thank you. I know the weatherman.
I almost know him. I talk to him.
Yeah, I
talk to him.
I know that he's openly gay now that both of his parents are dead. And that scares me. Hey, I'm right by the old airport, and it's pretty cool.
It's open.
And I'm about to pass... Big Christian land. What's the name of that place? The headache, the heartache, the backache, the block. Super Christian land. No, it's called Promised Land. When you're so are you gonna play the song? Cause I'm almost at my destination.
What's your destination? You're going to the airport.
I'm going to the friend's house. Get the left hand, man. What is that? Oh, my God! Okay. I gotta let you go because I think my girlfriend's about to wreck the car.
Okay, I'm playing your request for you right now.
Awesome.
I'm playing your Negative Land song that you asked for. Thanks for calling Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
I love you. And I'm not just saying that.
You were saying that.
But no,
I'll play the when the Negative Land song is over, I'll play the rest of the Godspeed You Black Emperor song tomorrow between 6 and 8 on the same frequency. What do you think of that? I don't know what all that was about. If you have anyone you want to call, but you're embarrassed, you don't remember their number, you can call them up now. Call 495 KVRX and talk to them. Say what you want to say. Then you hang up. They will call here 495 KVRX and they can answer you. See how that works. So if you just have to call 495 KVRX. It's the only number you have to remember to call that person that you need to call. Now, that's how it works. If you want to hear that Godspeed You Black Emperor song he's talking about, it appears for about half a minute on a show from July 28th, 2002. You can find that on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. The show is called It's Too Much. About an hour into the show, that song he's talking about happens for a little bit. It's the July 28th, 2002 show on counterfolk.com/last ever. You can just listen to it there. Turn off the radio and go listen to it there. Everything that music is.
As you entered this experimental model home, perhaps you noticed that the house itself is constructed entirely of plastics.
Thanks to Co-op for another fine broadcasting day. The 91.7 frequency now switches over to KVRX Austin.
Despite the graceful, lightweight appearance of the suspended wings of this house, each one is able to support more than 13 tons.
Idealism. We will miss them all the more.
This day has brought terrible news. This day has brought terrible news. This day has brought terrible news.
There are no survivors.
Sadness to our country.
Women assume great risk, Lane.
Because of their courage, this day has brought terrible news.
There are no survivors.
It's sadness to our country.
Texas.
Terrible news.
There are no survivors.
Yeah. quantum gravity provides a general framework of diffeomorphism morphism and invariant quantum field theories, within which there's a complete quantization of Einstein's theory of general relativity. There's both a canonical and pathological formalism. In the canonical formalism, the Hilbert space is spatially diffeomorphism and invariant space have been constructed in closed form. Regularization procedures have been developed, which with result is finite diffeomorphism and invariant covariant operators which represent certain classical diffeomorphism and invariant or covariant functions on the phase space. Among these are the area and volume operators, which turn out to have finite, computable spectra. The spectra have been considered in detail.
We want to hear the party. What's the party sound like? I can't hear it. I can't hear the party. Disappointed. Party callback. It's almost 3 o'clock in your time zone, so I'm going to say thank you. I'm going to say thank you to Trey for this wonderful opportunity, and I'm grateful to all the people who made this possible, my lovely wife, my mothers and my fathers, and my best friend, Bill. He taught me everything that I know, and also all the stuff from the television. I always watch TV. And I want to thank this person on the phone. Oh, and I forgot to thank. This always happens. You don't plan. Okay, so.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. How's it going?
It's how. Yes. Tell me.
Huh?
How is it going?
How is it going?
Yes. How is it going?
It's going okay. How's it going with you?
How's it going?
I'm at a party.
Me too. How's your party?
It's not too bad.
Not too bad. That's as good as you.
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
Hey, it's a fundamental property. It's not on FM. You gotta put it on FM. Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the air right now?
Yes.
I am on the air right now?
You are on the air right now. I'm not on the air, but you are on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hold on.
I'm holding on.
People talking.
Okay, I'll wait because people are talking. Everyone, shh. Stop talking. Attention.
Hello. Hi, how's it going?
Hello, this is great. Hello.
Huh?
Yes.
Hold on, let me.
Okay, I'm holding. Wait. Everyone wait. Shh, wait.
Huh?
Oh, we're waiting. Okay. Shh.
Okay, hello?
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, hello. Hi.
Hi, can I make another request?
Yes.
Do you want to play some more Negative Land?
Okay, I'll play here. I'll play this thing from Disneyland.
Huh?
The floors on which you are walking, gently sloping walls around you, and even the ceilings are
Hello?
Made of plastic.
Yes, you wanted to hear Monsanto?
As well as
no,
the
no,
house
Negative
itself
Land.
Are almost 100%.
This is from their Disneyland piece called Monsanto's House of Plastics.
Appears in anything home of
the future.
Original state anywhere in the building. The home of the future is the
good
only
request.
One
thanks
of
for
its
requesting
kind
it.
In the world. The
Hello?
Project was conceived
yes.
more than 10 years ago
okay.
during a plastics research.
Can you play some more Negative Land for me?
Okay, here.
No, I mean, like, can I request the song?
No. You can request the one that's playing.
Okay, well, okay. Let's, can you play some,
I can play Downloading.
Huh?
I can play this piece called Downloading.
Downloading?
Downloading.
No, can you play
You've never heard it. It's Negative Land and it's new.
Huh?
You haven't heard it, but it's new, and it's from Negative Land.
It's new?
It's new. It's
no, I haven't heard it yet.
You're hearing it. If you listen to the radio, it's on the radio right now.
I'm trying to get these people
to tune in to 91.7.
They're not doing it. Between the fan and hey, the put the radio on. It's a historically important partnership. Because I'm on the air. Which enriches
and entertains the no. I'm not. I'm not on the air. I'm not on this station. I do show on co-op.
Oh.
You're on the air. I'm not on the air.
I'm on the air, but you're not on the air?
No. I'm on Tuesday nights from 6:30 to 7, and that's not even this station.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
But you're on the air, so and so is this Negative Land song, the one you requested downloading.
Wait, I'm confused. So, like, you're not on the air, but
no.
I'm on the air?
Right. I'll be on tomorrow also. That's also from 6 to 8 p.m. on co-op, but that's not this station either.
What's your name?
That's the show will be Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
What's that?
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Ken?
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
So it's your last show?
Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
So, I mean, but so it's your last show?
Ken's Last Ever
I know,
Radio
you've said
Extravaganza.
That a couple times.
Downloading. Can you do that?
Am I still in the air?
No question, the most insidious virus.
This wasn't. Oh yeah, the Negative Land song. Normally, in this time slot, we hear Negative Land's "Over the Edge" every Saturday, from 3 a.m. till 6. Although on every fifth Saturday, I think it goes longer. I can't remember. I'm your host of that show. I'm here today on KVRX instead of when it normally is on Tuesday nights from 6:30 until 7. What is this? Oh yeah, and all this is live. It's happening now. That's why, you know, if that helps, if that's a good excuse for. And Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Incidentally, I heard about it. I'm just gonna tell you the thing I know about it. It was you can listen to almost well. It's of the 10 years of shows. It is 3 or 4 of them are on the webpage. You can listen to the shows you missed, counterfolk.com/lastever. I highly recommend that you send feedback to ken@counterfolk.com. You can listen every week, not on this station. This was a guest thing that will net on co-op. It's from 6:30 to 7 every week. Also, just coming up at the end of today, which is Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m., just this Saturday, though. And like I said on the webpage, you can listen to the shows that you missed.
Out of control, and it's oh so criminal.
Maybe he's right.
So criminal.
Maybe there is something the matter with me.
And it's oh so criminal.
I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff.
Ripping is stealing.
Look at this
stealing
stuff.
Just look at the world around you.
Stealing.
What more did you look in for?
Isn't it me?
Stealing their livelihood one digital file at a time, leaving their musical dreams haplessly snared in this worldwide web of theft and indifference.
Wouldn't you think my collection's complete?
With the technology to deliver.
KVRX Austin.
Has arrived before the technology to get paid for delivering the product.
Haplessly snared in this worldwide web.
They're building a business
of theft and indifference
by facilitating the stealing of artists' music.
So criminal. So criminal.
Be careful when you sing your songs. There are unlawful in this land.
Now multiply that.
It's easy.
The stealing.
By millions of students.
The stealing.
It's exciting. The stealing.
And other computer users.
And it's free.
Thanks to Co-op for another fine broadcasting day. The 91.7 frequency now switches over to KVRX Austin.
I had to break up across the goals.
It's easy.
And the problem comes in the sharp focus.
Looking around,
that's what I do. It's what I mean.
Which program, financed by Monsanto.
In a couple of days, they've downloaded nearly 6,000 songs.
I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
That's three kids, folks.
I've got who's it's and what's it's galore.
Songwriters, Lumiere, singers, Stephanie, musicians, and Ed. Labels, publishers, the entire music food chain is in serious risk.
Hey, gang.
The entire music food chain are in immediate danger of being marginalized out of our business.
I live in the American Gardens Building.
Everything is
I live in the American Gardens Building.
The entire music Google websites.
Today.
That will ensure that our artists reach even higher.
They will keep following
and deservedly get paid.
I believe in
the principles they have already institutionalized.
Right. In the morning with my faces full of coffee, I'll put on a nice
big round of applause for all of these folks, ladies and gentlemen.
Still somehow I don't feel like
I live in the American Gardens when I'm in Western first. I live in...
It's the graveyard of the civilization that shot from under us. The world of outmoded ideas. That's where I belong.
I live in the American Gardens. I live in the American Gardens building on West 81st Street.
Is that an American Deco sample?
I think so.
That's fantastic. I love your show. I'm glad I keep your ex. Now I know where to go. I know where to call
No, I'm only on this one time.
I know, that's why I'm glad you're here this one time, because now I know to go to co-op.
There's, yes, you can, there's a whole show about American Psycho that I did.
That's on the internet.
That you can find on that webpage, counterfolk.com/lastever.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Take me up. Take me all the way. Take me to the limit.
Download it.
Yeah. Download. All music should be downloaded. Download the but if you download it, it's not live, even though it was live. You have to pretend it's live. Even it was, it isn't now, but it was.
Yeah, well,
this
yeah.
is now.
I understand the concept of archiving live things. I think I'll be able to handle it.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, this is good thing. Thank you for doing your thing.
Hey, why don't you give me your email address right now?
My email address.
Yours, yeah. Borang?
Yeah, Borang. Me, the color orange, the number 4.
Okay, everyone else, if you want to email.
Yeah, email me.
Email, he wants to
eat. I like parties, and I like to have fun, and sometimes popcorn if it's unflavored.
Popcorn. What do you like to put on your popcorn?
I don't like anything, I like it unflavored.
So, cayenne pepper?
No, that's a flavor. That's too spicy, and it gets in my sinuses, and I don't like it then.
How about,
No. Anything you mentioned would be flavor. Popcorn.
What about flax oil?
Flax oil, certainly not. I don't respect the flax as a plant.
You don't recognize it?
I don't respect it. I recognize it, but I don't respect it.
If you saw it in the store, would you know that's the kind of thing I want to put on my popcorn?
No, I would recognize it as something I would not want on my popcorn, because I know everything that goes on my popcorn is not supposed to be there because I like it plain.
Okay, how about...
No.
What if you soak?
No.
You wouldn't even soak the popcorn?
No, especially not. You can't marinate popcorn; it gets all stale and mushy.
No, but if you soak,
if you soak
it in water before you cook it, then you don't it doesn't. You don't have as much gas.
What gas are you speaking of? You mean gasotropic gas, like methane?
Okay. If you're gonna gas pop your popcorn, how do you pop your popcorn?
I use the microwave.
Okay, what about So you use you make microwave. Do you buy it in the store?
Yeah.
You like unflavored popcorn, and you make it in the microwave, but you buy... What do you buy microwave popcorn?
Yeah.
Do you know you can just put popcorn kernels in a brown paper bag?
Uh-huh.
And put it in a microwave?
What?
I mean, if you don't want flavors...
Well, then I don't buy it, like, in the ready-made bag. I buy it in a canister, and then I put it in the microwave.
You buy it in the what?
There's, like, a jar.
You buy it in a jar?
Yeah.
You know you can buy it, you can get put it in your hands. You don't even have to get a jar.
Where do I get it? From my, to put it in my hand?
You just scoop it up. Just take it.
From where?
From where the popcorn is.
Where is that?
You scoop out with your hands.
The popcorn, like, in the field? They're not
It grows. It grows in a field, exactly.
Well, but I don't have access to land.
Well, you can get... We have this whole, like, landlord lesser arrangement. You can pay someone to use their land who has a popcorn field.
I like the indirect method of paying that person by buying it in the store, because I know the kind of people that would buy, that would grow popcorn are not the kind of people I would be paying out with. I mean, I'm sure they're good people, they're just not my kind of people. And so I like the indirect method where I deal with the middleman in the store, because they're much more my kind of person.
Oh, right. So you like factory farm popcorn?
Yes.
You like it with all the hormones?
I like the genetic process.
You know, that has flavor.
That's not flavor.
It does the add-in flavor. It glows in the dark, and it has flavor.
Well, how else are you going to see it when you're eating in the dark?
And it has vitamin D, because we wouldn't have gotten vitamin D if it hadn't been for the genetic modification. Well, in the magic rice, it's the same thing.
Magic rice. Magic rice has no bearing on this argument, and I think it's kind of delicious if you bring that up.
Well, I mean, I like... Sometimes I put salt on it.
Salt on your popcorn or on your rice?
Yeah, I mix it in with the rice.
The rice. Oh, salsa on
it's
rice.
Like rice and beans.
Yeah, I can agree with you on that. Yeah.
So you actually put... So I thought you didn't like flavors.
Well, no. I was specifically referring to my popcorn. I like flavors in other avenues of life.
So would you sprinkle popcorn on something as a flavor?
That is an interesting question. I hadn't thought of that.
Like if you had it in a popcorn shaker by your table.
Popcorn shaker. I suppose if the holes are large enough... No, I don't think I would. But I wouldn't be opposed to it.
So it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
That's okay.
That's okay.
So what did you want to know about popcorn? Why? I don't even remember what your question was.
I was just commenting on this, a good sample about American Psycho.
Oh.
I like that movie.
Yeah, the scene where he eats, he's got like there's this one popcorn scene. Do you remember?
No, I didn't.
It's in the bar.
Do you like Huey Lewis on the news?
Popcorn. Are you sure?
Your early work was a little too wavy. When sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a clear, crisp sound.
This is the scene.
A machine of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
You remember, and he reaches...
He's been compared to Elvis Costello.
Right there.
But I think Huey has
you
a
see
far
it?
More
Do you have
bitter,
the video simulcast?
Cynical sense of humor.
I have it in my mind.
Yeah,
eye.
Yes, Alan?
Right, the track
Why
is
the
a bit
copies
off.
Of the style section but do you have a dog? Ooh, chow or something?
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
I like Jared Leto.
Who?
Jared Leto.
Are they a popcorn art band?
No, I think it's a person. But I've been wrong on that sort of judgment call before.
I've been wrong too. I've been wronged many times. So what was the sample that you wanted to hear? You were making a request, I think.
No, actually I wasn't. I was making a comment.
so you don't remember your request.
I didn't have a request. But like that drunken fellow, I would also like to hear that God please you like your personal benefits.
Was he drunk and he was driving in his car?
Yeah, he admitted to being very irresponsible.
Too bad he didn't give us his email address. We could track him down.
Yes, we could track him through cyberspace.
Yes, we could send him an e-ticket.
Yeah.
He could get in line and pick it up from one of those machines.
He could print it out and then come to court.
Yep, and put it in and insert it into the, you know, when it's his time. He's near the airport somewhere. We could probably find him.
Yeah, he said he was near Fiesta and the airport. That's only like several hundred square miles. I mean, that would be easy to search.
Well, you could look at the aerial photos on the internet.
Yes, using advanced search technology provided by Google.
Yes.
Could I use the advanced search technology provided by Google to find your web archive?
Yes, you can use the advanced search technology. You can...
Good, because I'm not going to remember the website that you gave many
Well, are you going to remember what to search for?
Yes, actually, yeah, that's what you
do. What would you search for?
Something fold. Counterfold.
Yeah, that's the web address. That's the part you wouldn't search for. That's the part you'd have to remember if you weren't going to search.
Oh.
See, the name of the show that you would search for would be...
I bet with Ken and Counterfolk, I could get it.
Maybe. I don't know if the word Counterfolk is anywhere on any of the pages, actually.
Oh.
I've got to put that in.
Well, but see, it's advanced search technology. So
if you type in advanced search technology and popcorn. Actually, you could search for your email address, because I'll put it on the page.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
I'll so that you'll get lots more email, I think.
Good.
I would search for Ken's last ever radio extravaganza.
All right, last ever. All right, yeah. Was that one word? Is that hyphenated?
I don't know.
Are you Ken?
Oh, yes. Hello.
Oh.
Hi.
So you haven't committed this name to writing?
Are you Borang?
Yeah.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How
I have trouble remembering it. I don't know. I wish they would get a better name or something.
So you're not responsible for the name?
You know, just talk to my lawyers.
Your lawyers are with slandering jurisprudent doctors.
We have advanced naming technologies. And, you could listen on Tuesday nights also from 6:30 to 7. Did you know that?
That's why I was praising you for the show, because now I am aware.
Are you aware that you could listen to today, Saturday? From 6 to 8 p.m.?
I think I might have been offhandedly aware.
Offhandedly, that's only this today, May 1st, Saturday. Not any other Saturday.
So I can't mix that into my routine?
No, you can't. Mixing is not allowed. It's been outlawed by the Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998. You should know that.
I should know that, but I'm not a mixologist, and I'm out of my element. And I apologize.
Apology is accepted for now.
For now?
Just for now.
Just for now.
There's only now.
When will it expire?
Now. What kind of phone is it that you're using?
I got it in an abandoned hotel, and I think it might be from the 80s.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's why we're hearing this 80s music in the background, I think.
Is this 80s music? This seems less synthesized than I would expect.
Synthesized piano, yes. They used a lot of synth pianos in the 80s.
Sounds fairly clear. Got good resonance. Sounds like a real piano.
It's not a real piano. It's actually a computer.
A computer piano?
The whole thing is a computer.
Wow.
Everything that you're hearing, these words, you,
is it a laptop?
Me, you are a laptop.
I would think myself more of a desktop.
The DJ whose show is starting any second now, he's on a laptop. I mean...
Does it have a little light on it?
No, it does not.
Huh. That's kind of disappointing. I mean, for a hotel phone.
Well, there were other hotel phones that had lights on them, and I brought them home, but they didn't last as long as this one lasted. Their quality was tantamount to this device.
How many, yeah.
So is this the end of your show?
Yeah. These are the last moments. This is the last ever,
Are you bleeding into somebody else's show?
It's...
Are they
bodily,
okay with this?
Bodily fluids are everywhere.
Are they okay with this contamination?
Yes, and as for the last 2 hours and 40 minutes, I can't say, of blood dripping from your ears, my ears. But I think that, you're satisfied. So, I don't remember how the show started. Can't really make a circular shape if I don't remember how it started. How would you end? I mean, if you needed to end the show right now, what would you do? How would you do it?
Some sort of screaming. Screaming usually ends things fairly nicely.
Okay.
But not.
You're not gonna do it?
No.
Why not?
Well, I'm not a host.
Well, you might as well be.
How do you figure?
We're all the same. We're all in the same. It's just, yeah, you know? Like that? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Okay. Thank you. That was Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. You can probably hear it eventually on the webpage at counterfolk.com/last ever. Until then, you can listen to the other 309 shows that you haven't heard yet. You can listen Tuesday night, you can listen tomorrow, tonight, Saturday, 6 to 8 on Co-op, this very frequency, and Co-op also, 91.7 FM, every Tuesday night from 6:30 to 7. And next week, back here at 11 p.m. on KBRX, the Back to the Way It Was, or something different instead, in addition to. Please send me email, ken@counterfolk.com. Send email to ken@counterfolk.com.